WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you could be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeofthenicegeys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. Reports of a lockdown at St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan just after 8 last night are clarified. Hospital spokeswoman Melissa Shea says the term lockdown is commonly used in hospital operations. Last night's incident had an ER patient held by police who simply watched visitors more closely. An employee of the College Station Walmart remains jailed after his arrest at the store Saturday night on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Witnesses told police there was an altercation between the employee, 47-year-old Larry Martin, and the father of his grandchild. According to the arrest report, store video showed Martin shoving the other man, causing him to fall into a display stand. After the two traded punches, Martin is accused of pulling out a knife with a 3-inch blade. The victim pushed a nearby shopping cart between them and runs away. Neither man had any injuries that required medical attention. Assaults on Blinn and A&M campuses last week bring up safety reminders that can be applied anywhere. University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says one tip is to walk in groups, especially at night.
If they are by themselves, to pay attention to their surroundings. If they're on their cell phone, be mindful of what's around them as well by looking behind them, to the sides, in different areas as they approach up to buildings or areas where you have a change in landscape or lighting.
Barone also asked victims to contact law enforcement as quickly as possible, which was done in both incidents, neither of which involved serious injuries. More than 4,000 Texas 4-H members and leaders have returned to College Station for the annual 4-H Roundup. Coordinator Kyle Merton says there are more than 50 competitive events and more than $2 million in scholarships will be awarded.
These are the future leaders of our community. These are the individuals that are going to hold our elected offices and that are going to be the people that individuals go to for advice because of their leadership capacity. And so we're just so proud when these kids all come together. It's a great networking opportunity for them to make new friends and build new relationships.
The roundup continues through Thursday. Some of the events are open to the public. More information can be found online at WTAW.com. Among those following the recent announcement that power plants have to reduce carbon emissions is BTU. General Manager Gary Miller says BTU is a co-owner of the coal-fired Gibbons Creek Power Plant near Carlos.
Well, we have done some things at that plant in the last several years to help with this situation. So we may actually end up being okay. We just really don't know at this point in time.
Miller says the administration of the new EPA regulations will be done by the state. The EPA announced the state officials have at least 3 years to develop a plan, which by the year 2030 is supposed to cut carbon emissions by 39%. WTAW News Time is 6:08. It's 76 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. We'll have more at 6:30 or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
Good morning, it's 6:10, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com.
Clouds, we'll certainly see those develop during the day, and we could see some showers and thunderstorms developing today too. Highs will be 85 to 90. Showers and thunderstorms are possible into tonight, lows 70 to 75. It'll become partly sunny tomorrow, but there's still the potential for showers and thunderstorms. Highs tomorrow close to 90 degrees, becoming partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night, partly to mostly sunny Wednesday, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with a couple of Aggies on the All-American preseason watch list. Johnny Football selected, as well as a handful of other Aggies in the Major League Baseball draft. Miami Heat took one to San Antonio last night, and we've got a whole lot more coming back with Bombers baseball and sports. We'll do that for you about 6:50.
So the staff at the Educational Farm in Hatton County, Warwickshire, England, or Warwickshire, probably. They just, they put so many syllables together. They just don't have to be doing that, do they?
That's one of the reasons we got on the Mayflower and left.
That's right. I mean, I guess it's okay when you have like auto finish on your computer, but back in the day when you had to actually write that or type it, you're going, do I have to continue to do this? Anyway, enough of that. They couldn't understand why they suddenly had 100 pregnant guinea pigs on their hands till they released one of the male rodents, and apparently he managed to infiltrate the female-only enclosure. They noticed the exhausted father-to-be, who they oddly enough have nicknamed Randy. Said he lost some weight and did not realize why until they discovered that actually he had been in the wrong pen. Well, it wasn't the wrong pen as far as he was.
Yeah.
Animal Park already has 300 male and female guinea pigs. They're now preparing for a population explosion.
Guinea pigs.
Yeah, really.
I just like the Randy. I think that's hilarious.
Well, it is. It is. We
got a lot of info. Information. You know what Randy's not looking forward to?
What's that?
Child support.
Yeah.
He can play in the NBA.
I was going to say, he makes an NBA player look like a piker, doesn't he? Don't forget Father's Day coming up on Sunday.
Oh, poor Randy.
They call that Surprise Day in the NBA.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Well, there you go. You woke up this morning. You didn't even realize this is the 160th day of the year. And then we have 205 to go. Well, you may have, but if it's your birthday, of course, you'd probably know that. Because it's the 9th of June. It's Donald Duck Day. It's Strawberry Rhubarb Pie Day. Mm. And it's National Auto Service Professionals Week. For all you shade tree mechanics and on up to being the real pros. It's your week. All right, for birthdays.
We don't have many today. Mae Whitman, 26 years old. She plays at Amber in Parenthood. Natalie Portman, after she got an Oscar for doing the whole Black Swan thing, she's back to Thor.
Oh, okay.
Nerd-friendly films. Teddy Bruschi, 41 years old, former New England Patriot linebacker. Johnny Depp, who's done a few movies, is 51. Michael J. Fox, I didn't realize they share the same birthday. Michael J. Fox, 53 years old. He's actually Michael Andrew Fox. That was already taken, though, in the Star Guide thing where they picked names.
Oh, I got you. Okay.
Dick Vitale, 75 years old. And Jackie Mason.
Oh, he's still alive.
Still alive at 78.
Wow. He and Ed Sullivan had a falling out. And he used to be on regularly. He used to be regularly on the Ed Sullivan show, and then he did the one-fingered salute. And that was that. No, just saying. All right, so let's do some half birthdays. Kirk Douglas is 97 and a half. Dick Van Patten is 85 and a half. Judi Dench, who does a lot of different stuff, she really does, 79 and a half. Bo Bridges is 72 and a half. Dick Butkus is 71 and a half. Michael Dorn, who is a Worf, you know, and has a great voice, is 61 and a half. John Malkovich is 60 and a half. Donny Osmond, 56 and a half. And Felicity Huffman, 51 and a half. So we got some half birthdays to bail us out this morning on this less-than-stellar birthday day as we begin the week. And so the North Dakota man came up with the creative way to try to get out of trouble with the Ossifers. They had pulled him over for a suspected DUI situation. So that having been done, the Fargo man refused the breath test and claimed he didn't speak English. When the officer approached the window, smelled the alcohol. The guy seemed intoxicated. The officer also noticed the open bottle of apple-flavored vodka in the car. You see, if they didn't have those cup holders in the armrests, that probably wouldn't have happened. When the officer
it's
asked,
all the cup holder's fault.
When the officer asked his name, he said, "No habla." What the man didn't know was that the officer spoke Spanish.
The officer did habla.
Yeah, he did. And as a matter of fact, that was that.
On the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so the latest job report shows that not so much has changed for Americans that are looking for jobs. Now, the unemployment rate, well, it remains at 6.3%, but the all-important labor force participation rate hasn't budged from 62.8%. That means that 37.2% of Americans are not in the labor force. Fewer Americans are working, and that makes it difficult for our economy to ever grow. Now, since Obama took office, the number of Americans not in the labor force has increased by over 11 million people. CNS News points out at no time during the presidencies of Ronald Reagan, George H.W. Bush, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, did such a small percentage of the civilian, non-institutional population either hold a job or at least not actively seek one. America does deserve better.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The price of gas was really taking its toll on my wallet.
Oh, hey, Shelly.
So, to save some money, I've started taking the bus that sort of goes by my office.
Mom, stop talking. You're embarrassing me.
Did I mention it's my daughter's school bus? There, I just did. Hey, a penny saved.
Stop it.
Penny earned.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to GEICO.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're more affordable than you think. Get 0% financing for 60 months and $1,000 off with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you. Or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford. Offer ends July 31st, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Restrictions apply. Special rates and terms may be available. See participating dealer for details and other financing options.
What's the right choice for the senior who's looking for freedom, fewer limits, and a plan for the future? Crestview. With their beautiful new independent living apartment homes, you get great neighbors, a healthy living lifestyle, and the security to live the way you want. And Crestview is the only life care senior living in the area, which means full continuum of on-campus, cost-managed care. Just in case. Make the right choice. Call Crestview. 979-774-9938. That's 979-774-9938.
Work is piling up for GM's lawyers. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Attorneys have started filing damage claims against General Motors over recalled vehicles. More than 80 civil suits related to ignition switch issues have been filed so far. Most plaintiffs want compensation for economic damages from repair costs and declines in resale value. Some lawyers say depreciation claims alone could average $500 to $1,000 per vehicle. More than 2.5 million vehicles have been recalled since February. Gap will be the first major American apparel retailer to manufacture clothing in Myanmar. Since sanctions were lifted, outerwear produced at South Korean-owned factories in Myanmar will be sold at Gap's Old Navy and Banana Republic stores. Stock market futures are a little bit lower this morning. Shares of Time Incorporated begin trading on the big board today. The magazine company was spun off by Time Warner. The publisher of Time, Sports Illustrated, and People will operate as a standalone firm. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in six different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes. with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
Good morning. It's 621, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Pennsylvania School District says an aide has been suspended after she tricked students into eating pet snacks by telling them they were cookies. About 75 fourth graders at an elementary school received the pet treats during recess on Thursday. No injuries were reported.
Of course there wasn't. The kids probably loved it after the fact.
Ah.
Even though they wouldn't admit it.
Yeah. Student Gabriel Moore told a TV station the aide just joked that they were dog treats and then told students they were actually cookies. He ate three. See? Oh.
Three's enough. Stop begging.
That's right. Very nice. Roll over. Give me your paw.
I said sit.
Yes.
Lay down. Go to sleep.
Boyertown area school district officials notified parents on Friday. They did not disclose the type of pet treat.
Bacon strips.
Bacon.
It's bacon. Yeah, but did the parents say if the kids were better behaved when they came home?
Yeah, exactly. You know, but anyway, they said the ingredients would only be harmful if people had certain food allergies. Gabe's dad, David Moore, said the part-time aide should be, quote, penalized pretty bad, end quote.
Oh, wow, yeah, there's a winner.
Yeah, well-spoken, Mr. Educated. Anyway, the aide has been suspended.
Jeez.
Pending an internal investigation. Yeah, it would. I mean, it would be neat to know. Because I'm guessing this. I'm guessing it wasn't shaped like a little dog bone, right?
No, probably not.
You know, tell me, what are these things called? Combos, which look like a pig in the blood, you know.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, now how different does that look from some dog treats?
I don't know. Probably even tastes a little
better. I was going to say, they probably taste the same.
Exactly. And, I mean, look, the parents are going to get upset about this, and then when their kid gets home, they're going to give them, like, Totina's pizza rolls or something. So, I mean, we have to find something wrong all the time, don't we?
I wonder how that happens behind the scenes. Okay, look, you gave the kids dog treats. Pretend like I yelled at you. You get a couple days off, and we'll call it good.
You hope that's the case. But in this day and time, I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, the other thing to look at is, you know, that's a teacher's aide, and maybe somebody decides this is a great way to get rid of them. And so here's a good teacher's aide who just did something that was not ideal, and, you know, the kids end up, I'm not sure. And a judge on Friday, I think we have a little more on this story now because we had wondered about this. A judge on Friday chastised a man accused of starting the melee that involved 20 people at the Southwest Ohio kindergarten graduation. Remember the follow-up? Remember that? We couldn't figure out how they had
Right.
Okay. Hamilton County Judge John Bernie Boucher said that 33-year-old Raymond Walker showed poor judgment. He said, as an adult, he's supposed to set an example. Apparently, his bond was set at $50,000 on charges of assault and inducing panic. He said he was showing all kinds of kids that vigilante justice is okay. The defense attorney, God, he had to hire one of those, man, said there had been a rush to judgment that the case had been blown out of proportion. I think that certainly violence is not a good thing for children to see, said the attorney. However, there are such things as reality TV that we seem to want our children to watch all the time. Police say that Mr. Walker hit another man on Monday over an apparent domestic dispute while newly graduated students were celebrating with punch and cookies.
He just celebrated with punch.
Are we sure? Yeah.
Very nice. Howdy, radio listeners. This is Mark from Sovac City. I was wondering, would you buy a car without test driving it first? I didn't think so. So why would you go to a big box store and buy a vacuum off the shelf when you don't have a clue if it'll work for you or not? At Sovac City, we always let you try it before you buy it. See if it'll work for you before you invest your hard-earned money in it. Give us a chance to show you that we are the vacuum experts. Sovac City in College Station in front of HEB or on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on by and see us.
Good morning, News Talk 1620, WTAW. It's 625. Folks, you know, there are two kinds of lawn people. There are those who like to do it all themselves, mow and edge and sweep and everything. And then the folks that like to have somebody else do that. Well, If you're a part of that second group, then this is a great time for you to think about getting in touch with ABC Home and Commercial Services. Have them come out and take care of your lawn regularly. The folks at ABC Home and Commercial Services take care of hundreds of lawns in the Brazos Valley all year long. They'll mow, they'll edge, they'll sweep up the grass clippings, they'll trim the shrubs, they'll remove leaves from everywhere, they'll clean the flower beds, all that kind of stuff. Plus, the number one thing that you always hear from their customers, it seems, is that they always do it the way it's supposed to be, and they always come when they're supposed to be there. And that's important because they've got skilled work crews who work all over the area on a regular basis, no matter where you live, in Bryan College Station and actually beyond. Odds are that they're already close to you. They may be doing your neighbor's lawn. So call Bobby Jenkins, class of 81. All the folks over at ABC Home and Commercial Services would be happy to take care of that for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services, call them at 361-0500 or go to abchomeandcommercialservices.com. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com. Did you get a little bit of rain shower yesterday? It's kind of weird, at least at the house. Happened for like 10 minutes. That was all. Just enough to get that humidity up. We do, however, have a 60% chance of some thunderstorms in our forecast today. Be after 1 o'clock if they happen. Some of the storms could be severe. South winds at 10 to 15, gusting up to 20 miles an hour. Then tonight there's a 50% chance of showers as well, with a low of 73. On Tuesday, it's a 20% chance of rain. We'll be at 88 for a high temperature. By the way, 88 for the high today. And then we'll be in the lower 90s the balance of the week with a low temperature in the middle 70s and a slight chance of showers as we get to the end of the week. Again, right now the winds are out of the south at 90% relative humidity, and we've got 77.
If you ever have to give a presentation or speak before a group, you should be aware of the number one complaint audiences have. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1020. That's 1-800-481-1020. 1-800-481-1020.
The next time you have to speak in front of a group, and you will, because we all do, you have to practice and rehearse out loud.
In fact, the national average for professional speakers is 1 hour of rehearsal for every 1 minute of stage time.
Speech coach Darlene Price, author of the book Well Said, says when you speak, it's important to look at the people you're talking to.
To make meaningful, sustained eye contact with your audience right away. It's the number one nonverbal that will tell an audience you're sincere, you're confident, and that's a minimum of 2 seconds per person. Facial expressions are critically important. To have an enthusiastic smile on your face, exuding that glad-to-be-here attitude.
And when it comes to how you speak,
the number one complaint of audience members is a monotone voice. So it's important to put expression and dynamics in our voice so that we sound excited.
The content of what you say must be relevant to the audience, and if possible,
lead with a catchy story. To persuade people, you have to reach their hearts before their heads, and nothing does that better than a story that authentically connects with the emotions. Maybe it's a time that you struggled and triumphed or overcame adversity. And that story doesn't have to be about you. It can be about someone else.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Main Stage season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $171. The Texas Tenors, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. Anything Goes, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk. Sister Act, sponsored by Spirit of Texas Bank. Guys and Dolls, sponsored by Allstate. And Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, sponsored by Bluebell Creameries. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. $1 million economic impact is hitting the Twin Cities with this week's visit by more than 4,000 4-H Texas members and others associated with the annual Texas 4-H Roundup. Coordinator Kyle Merton says members have been working all year on more than 50 categories of events, including a growing number in competitive cooking.
Our food challenge is our fastest and our largest event now these days. It's based upon the Iron Chef concept, in which individuals get some mystery ingredients and then they create a nutritious dish and make a presentation based upon it.
Roundup is also big into STEM projects involving science, technology, engineering, and math.
I think one of the things,
we've got a poster competition. We'll also have some robotics stuff that we'll be doing throughout the week. So there's just so many different opportunities that kids can do outside the livestock realm and the ag realm we have some really phenomenal kids that come through our program.
Online at WTAW.com is more information, including a link to the event schedule where some activities are open to the public. Bryan-based BTU is among the power producers in Texas affected by new federal regulations to reduce carbon emissions. General Manager Gary Miller says the EPA has left to the state how that will be done.
I think one of the things that we have going for us in Texas is that we've got so much wind, so much, and also some solar. That's one of the reasons why we're one of the lower emitters. And so I think it'll be a little bit easier for us as a state to implement and these reductions if it comes to that.
Miller says if the new regulations force the early closure of coal plants, that puts an additional strain on the state's already stressed power grid.
Looking towards the future, this really says that natural gas is the fuel of choice. I mean, that's really kind of what this says. And you still want to put on as much renewables as you can. Nuclear is really not an option at this time, so that really just leaves natural gas as the fuel for the future right now.
BTU is a co-owner of the coal-fired Gibbons Creek Power Plant near Carlos, along with ownership of plants powered by natural gas, and buys power from solar and wind farms. Reports of a lockdown at St. Joseph Hospital in Bryan just after 8 last night are clarified. Hospital spokeswoman Melissa Shea says the term lockdown is commonly used in hospital operations. Last night's incident had an ER patient held by police. The police simply watched visitors coming and going more closely. Two Bryan sisters spent most of the weekend in jail accused of assaulting each other. Police were sent Saturday night to the Riverstone Apartments on Broadmoor. Both women told officers an argument started over family issues, leading to the physical contact that resulted in both being arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, which was a metal candlestick holder. 39-year-old Laquita Jones wound up in the emergency room for treatment of a laceration, then went to jail, along with 43-year-old Yvetta Jones. A cousin who attempted to intervene left the apartment and called police. Assault cases are reported on almost a daily basis to police in Bryan and College Station, but reports are much fewer on the A&M and Blinn campuses. In light of assault incidents on two consecutive days last week, University Police Lieutenant Alan Barone asked victims and witnesses to let them know as soon as possible.
We also encourage individuals that if they do see any kind of suspicious activity, to report that immediately to the police. In this case, the victims, they reported this incident to the police immediately, which allowed us to obtain some detailed information and as well as send out a crime alert to the campus community alerting them to this offense.
In both of last week's assaults, neither victim was seriously injured. Texas Senator Ted Cruz rattled the Fort Worth Convention Center with a ringing call to restore America's freedoms. Cruz was the keynote speaker for the annual Texas Republican Convention. Wrapping up the gathering Saturday night, Cruz called for the abolishment of the IRS and freedom for an American pastor being held in Iran.
Because Texans have led the way defending freedom and to restore the American dream, we together choose freedom. Thank you and God bless you.
Earlier in the day, Senator Ted Cruz won the GOP straw poll for presidential candidates. Kentucky Senator Rand Paul came in second, and Texas Governor Rick Perry came in fourth. Texas Democrats meet later this month in Dallas. A new communications campaign is fighting against human trafficking in Texas.
The campaign consists of billboards in 15 cities, public service announcements on radio and TV, and ads on yellow cabs. Governor Perry lends his support to the campaign.
This modern-day slave trade is an affront to basic human decency. Individuals who use people's hopes and dreams to ensnare them, and ruthless violence to keep them subjugated.
In 2011, Perry signed two bills into law increasing penalties for human trafficking in Texas. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, nearly 6:36. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph. With their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care, closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away. It's 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. As it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Hi, we're Jared and Alicia McLeod with the Sleep Station, here to share just a few of the many reasons we love our Tempur-Pedic Adjustable. It's perfect for reading in bed.
And watching football.
It's perfect for breakfast in bed.
And watching baseball.
It's perfect for a pajama party, cozy night in, like tonight.
Or a night in watching the Aggies, like tonight. The Tempur-Pedic Adjustable from the Sleep Station. We can promise you'll love it.
We just can't guarantee it'll be for the same reasons.
Now with two locations to serve you, visit thesleepstation.com.
Good morning. It's 6:38 at Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by your number one Kubota dealer. That's Norman G. Tractor. Nobody beats Norman G. Tractor. Here's some weather.
The chance for showers and thunderstorms will grow as the day goes on. Temperatures will reach 85 to 90 through the afternoon. We could have some showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows will fall back to 70 to 75. Partly sunny weather developing tomorrow, but there's still the chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon near 90. Partly cloudy, 70 to 75 tomorrow night. Sunshine on Wednesday, highs Wednesday 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Baseball, and more baseball. Also, Major League Baseball draft, and we'll have some more baseball. And we'll also throw in some football, too, because a few All-Americans in the preseason at A&M. All that and more in sports. We'll do that for you coming up in about 11 minutes.
Well, there would be two teams from the Big 12 Conference going to the College World Series. Uh-huh. Yeah, two teams from Texas.
I got that in there. That was part of the baseball.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty interesting. All those people out there in Lubbock get to go to Omaha if they can get there.
For the first time ever?
Yeah, ever. So, there you are.
And Pepperdine and TCU have to play one more.
Yeah, one more time. So, we'll see. It would be 3 out of 8 from Texas. That wouldn't be too bad, would it?
Mm-mm.
So, as Patrick had there, Ted Cruz speaking to the Republicans there in Fort Worth, where they got their drinks but not their guns in the hall. And a real stem winder, there's no doubt about that. But story this morning in Time magazine talking about how Mr. Cruz not too popular in Washington, D.C., and there are folks who are trying to tamp him down because, you know, he's not an old white guy like most of those Republican senators are.
Is he being the U-word?
He's similar. What's that?
Uppity.
Uppity. Well, he's got Hispanic blood in him, so he's not white, and he's not pushing 70, so he's not he's not the age of most of those yeehaws up there. So they just don't, but mostly they just don't like the way he's making them vote on stuff. I mean, he's making them have to take a stand.
Pick one side or t'other.
And they don't like that very much. They like to be able to go up there and pal around a little bit and help each other out and slap each other's backs and scratch them when they need to and make sure that you and I pay the bill.
And get reelected.
And get real, most importantly, get reelected. Ted's not doing that. He's wanting them to work. So he has not campaigned to raise money for GOP challengers. And by forcing incumbents into uncomfortable votes, like debt ceiling in February, that did possibly imperil some incumbents. We wouldn't want to do that, would we? We wouldn't want them to have to actually take a stand. Anyway, even though Cruz is 4 years away from having to run again, he's already got $1.8 million in this election cycle in his war chest. And $1.5 million of that coming from individuals. Yes, actually individuals. Business groups are not giving to Cruz. It's conservative people. Just, you know, like moms and pops type folks. Turning off the big money's one of the ways that the leadership can get revenge. The other has to do with committee assignments. There have been no overt threats yet to strip Cruz of his committee assignments. But if he refuses to vote, for instance, for Mitch McConnell for leader of the Senate, excuse me, leader of the old white guys, then that could change. Yeah. Cruz has, back in February, was asked to commit to vote for McConnell, and he said, nah, not yet. So if he votes against him, it could be that he'll lose some committee assignments. Jim DeMint, if you remember him, he was a senator who moved on, said that some committee assignments were pulled from him because he was too much of a troublemaker when he was in the Senate. So, as one Senate aide said, he'll likely be a Jesse Helms, one of those lone conservative senators who says outspoken and crazy things. He'll largely be marginalized. He'll get the title of Senator No, and we'll go on from there. Well, you know what? There are a lot of people who like him in Texas. A lot of people who like him in Texas. He may get reelected, but, you know, maybe he won't be effective because he's going up against the establishment, and he wouldn't want to do that.
I think there are a lot of the establishment candidates that are kind of getting thumped on the nose with a newspaper.
Well, and that's, you know, and part of that did show up in Fort Worth because there were a lot of stories, obviously, in the newspapers this weekend about that. But one of the things that's interesting is that there is a real divide in the Republican Party. Wayne Slater in the Dallas Morning News wrote an article over the weekend talking about how Christian conservatives, who have been the dominant force in recent years, now find themselves in some areas at odds with the liberty group, if you will, with a more secular view. Those who believe that government should set a moral agenda and those who want as little government as possible are finding places where they're kind of rubbing up against each
yep.
other. Rand Paul, as we mentioned, also was at the Texas GOP convention, and he told them that Republicans cannot nominate another, quote, Chamber of Commerce Republican, end quote, if they expect to win the presidency in 2016.
No offense, Royce.
No. He said, this is a libertarian moment. He said, Chamber of Commerce is fine. I was a member of the Chamber of Commerce, but a Chamber of Commerce Republican is not going to win a national election. I'm not saying we give up on what we believe in, but we have to expand what we believe in. As I go around the country and listen to people and talk to them, whether it's the establishment, the wealthy who support our party, or the poor, people say it's time for this libertarian moment, for this liberty moment. And I do. A lot of people want a smaller government. And, of course, that resonates there. Well, John Kerry decided to stick his lurch face into that whole Bergdahl thing. I know he likes the gig, okay? Now, you know, he's married to Teresa Catchup, so she's got plenty of money. He doesn't need the money. He just likes the fame, I guess. He's on CNN's State of the Union yesterday. He said, it would have been offensive and incomprehensible to consciously leave an American behind no matter what. There's plenty of time for people to sort through what happened and what didn't. Oh, that's the old what difference does it make, isn't it?
Is it three people now?
Yeah. Now, on on the show, he responded to the notion that the five freed Taliban operatives could rejoin the fight against American troops. There he said, quote, "We're going to be to have very few people in that kind of a position." He said, "I just think that's a lot of baloney, because to whatever degree it may be true, they will wind up putting themselves at the mercy of those people who are very effective, who are there, who deal with those kind of guys." In other words, he's saying that the terrorist fighters will be able to possibly knock these guys out if they decide that they want to do that. He said they do have the ability to go back to work. They also have the ability to get killed for doing it. These are Taliban terrorists. You know what? Dying is not a thing they fear. They really don't fear
dying. No, they relish it.
They don't. Got to understand that. For her part, Dianne Feinstein on Face the Nation isn't buying the baloney claim, as a matter of fact. She said later on in the same morning, we have ways that we can help. Let me see. She said, we have ways and we will see what they will do to defect, move, or whatever. She said, it is very hard for me to be comfortable when you really haven't been briefed on the intricacies of carrying out this agreement. She said, for instance, we have no information on how the U.S. will make sure that those five Taliban leaders under supervision of Qatar will not return to the fight. So she's not happy about that.
I'd like to think we hooked them up with some sort of transponder like we do to Great Whites and track them around.
You mean like the RFID we're all going to have in our arms?
Yeah, just put a chip in their head.
Get an app on your smartphone, find my mullah.
There's an app for that.
Never mind. I'm going to say something really insane. Anyway, that's that. And President Obama's doing everything to make students like him again. He signed another executive order. We may talk about that in the next hour, half hour, but we've talked about it. 6:47.
In your average work week, you go to the grocery store, you get gas in your vehicle, and you go to the cleaners. Let's talk about your cleaners for a moment. Does your cleaners notify you via email or text when your order's ready? Do they have tagless garment identification so you don't have to rip off those stapled paper tags? And do they offer same-day laundry and dry cleaning services? My Cleaners does it all. They are Aggie-owned and operated, award-winning Pride Cleaners of Bryan and College Station. They take pride in how I look. Won't you give them a try? Find them on Facebook, celebrating 18 years of taking pride in you and our community.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's good once in a while to focus on the questions that are most commonly falling from gardeners' lips. As we turn from the cool, moist days of the last few months into the hot days that are here now, the list of inquiries takes a big turn. Suddenly, our plants are facing huge challenges. I have some of the most common right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh, no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Okay, so we're talking about the most common questions of early summertime. Why are azaleas, boxwoods, Boston ivy, sycamores, and pyracanthus, among other plants, losing their leaf color? They're turning tan. Lantanas will do the same thing. That's damage caused by lace bugs. You probably won't see the insects themselves, but you'll see the tiny tan speckles in the green of the leaves on the top surfaces, and even more easily, you'll see the small black waxy globs on the backs of the leaves. Control lace bugs with any general purpose insecticide. You won't turn the tan leaves back to green, but you'll stop further damage. These are sucking insects. You may see them occasionally. They'll be a little bigger than a pinhead, and they'll have cellophane-like wings. Why are the bottom leaves of my tomato plants turning yellow? Well, a lot of people think that it's a disease called early blight, and I guess that could be a possibility, but this year has been horrific for spider mites across Texas. They will cause the lower leaves to flush tan color, manila folder color, from the bottom upward. Then they turn brown and crisp, and you may find webbing on the stems where the leaves attach to the stems. If you're seeing that, that's spider mites, and a general purpose insecticide might help. But if half of the plant or more is engulfed with it, probably it's too late to turn it around. Why is my St. Augustine dying in patches? Well, that's the question that I'm asked everywhere I go, and a lot of times it's excessive shade. Sometimes it can be take-all root rot if it's in April and May, but we kind of got through take-all root rot without much of a problem this year. It may be gray leaf spot. That one is common. It shows as diamond-shaped gray lesions on the midribs of the leaf blades. You want to cease nitrogen fertilizer between now and early fall and use a registered turf fungicide to stop the current onslaught. You also may be seeing chinch bugs showing up in the hottest, sunniest parts of your St. Augustine turf. The grass appears dry, but watering doesn't bring it around. The small black insects with white diamonds on their wings will be evidence of the pest. You need to use one of the general purpose insecticides for turf. That would be something like Merit. Why do red tips look so sickly? It starts with maroon spots, and soon the plants are yellow and then brown and dead. Well, that's Entomosporium fungal leaf spot, and my frank answer on that is replace the plants with some other species. There is no fungicide that works well on that one. I'm Neil Sperry, the prudent use of pesticides in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, thanks so much for listening, and happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:51. Texas A&M senior offensive tackle Cedric Obuehi and junior punter Drew Kayser were named first-team All-American, selected by the College Football Preview magazine. Obuehi from Allen, Texas, will be seeking to become the third consecutive A&M left tackle to garner first-team All-American honors. Joining his former teammates Luke Jokel and Jake Matthews, who both, by the way, went on to be top 10 overall picks in the NFL draft. Kayser from Ohio was a first-team All-American pick this last year and a finalist for the Ray Guy Award. Kayser led the SEC in punt average and broke Shane Leckler's long-standing Texas A&M punting record. A&M baseball saw junior pitchers Daniel Mangdon, Corey Ray, and Troy Stein, the catcher, go on the second day of the 2014 Major League Baseball draft. Mangdon was selected by the Houston Astros in the fourth round. Ray was chosen by KC in the fifth, and the Rockies selected Troy Stein in the 10th. Not to be outdone, however, Johnny Football may now be Johnny Baseball. But I highly doubt it, because Johnny was also drafted in late rounds by the San Diego Padres. In the NBA Finals, with 12 lead changes in just the third quarter alone, none being more than 5 points, it was an exciting one in San Antonio, to say the least. LeBron James scored 35 points and had 10 rebounds as the Miami Heat beat San Antonio 98-96 to even the NBA Finals at a game apiece. Chris Bosh chipped in 18 points for the Heat, including the go-ahead three-pointer at 118. Tony Parker scored 21 points in an all. Coach Greg Popovich for the Spurs didn't see much team effort.
We didn't take advantage of things. We made bad decisions. The ball stuck to us. I think we were trying to do it. We didn't do it as a group. We tried to do it individually, and we're not good enough to do that.
The Spurs had won 8 straight at home by 15 or more points until last night. Game 3 in Florida, Tuesday. They'll tip it off at 8 o'clock. In Texas League Baseball, rebounding from Saturday night's loss, the Brazos Valley Bombers, who are now 7-3, downed the East Texas Pump Jacks yesterday 2-0 to split the first of their 4-game road swing. Coach Kurt Dixon is seeing the Bombers' bats start to come around.
You know, it's game number 10. You know, some of these kids have been off a month, like I've been talking about, and it takes time coming back. And you saw it tonight. There wasn't lazy fly balls. There wasn't as many punch outs. There was a lot of solid contact. And that's your first sign of coming out of slumps, getting things going, and those will fall.
Bombers are heading back to Down today for an off day before heading to the Woodlands to play the Strikers on Tuesday from the Woodlands. In NCAA baseball action, Texas Tech advanced to the College World Series for the first time in their history after a sweep over the College of Charleston yesterday with back-to-back 1-0 triumphs over the Cougars. Pepperdine knocked out TCU last night, so they'll play Game 3 today in the Fort Worth Super Regional for a spot in the College World Series. In Major League Baseball, the Stros just went off yesterday.
That's belted deep to right field, and you can kiss that one goodbye. John Singleton with the second grand slam of the game for the Astros, 14-5.
Singleton had one, so did Chris Carter. They were both first for their careers. Houston ended up walking off with a 14-5 victory over the Minnesota Twins. Houston heads to Arizona today. They'll take on the D-backs. First pitch at 8:40.
The payoff pitch. Swing! And a miss. Ball game. And the Indians with a 3-2 win today over the Texas Rangers.
Rangers will try and get a little revenge later on this evening. They're back at Arlington. First pitch at 7:05. In the French Open, Rafael Nadal is the French Open champ for the ninth time after successfully defending his title for the fourth straight year. Nadal was a winner against second seed Novak Djokovic. It's the 12th Grand Slam meeting between the two. Nadal owns the series 9-3, including six wins in Paris. And we'll wrap things up with NASCAR action, where Dale Earnhardt Jr. passed Brad Keselowski with five laps to go and won the Pocono 400. He paired his first career win at Pocono with his Daytona 500 championship for a first multi-win season dating back to 2004, and here's Jr. following the race.
We've told ourselves many times we just need to be around, you know, toward the end of these races, and we can capitalize, and we did today. So proud of my team, Steve Letarte, the whole crew.
Keselowski held on to finish second, followed by Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin, and Kyle Larson. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
With the summer months ahead, it's never too soon to think about college and career training opportunities available this fall. Blinn College consistently transfers more students to four-year universities than any community college in the state, and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
Hi, I'm Janelle Carver with Cornerstone Home Lending. Now is a great time to buy a home. At Cornerstone, we can help whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to refinance or buy your next dream home. Rates are low, and Cornerstone offers a variety of home loan options. Call us today at 260-1448 or visit us at 307 Arguello Drive. Cornerstone Home Lending, making a positive contribution to your life. NMLS 208153, branch NMLS 280990.
Have you ever wondered where celebrity designers like Vera Wang, Versace, and Vera Bradley spend their free time? Well, just a hint, you can catch these high-profile signature frames, prescription or non-prescription, hanging out at Aggieland Spectacles, ready to make you shine like the stars. You, too, can see the world in style with the best brand name frames and lenses. Aggieland Spectacles also customizes frames for athletes. Stop by today at 2801 East 29th Street in the Mar Eye Center. Aggieland Spectacles, where you'll see the highest quality lenses with the most popular brands of frames.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
This is Colton Marriott with Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable and stress-free as possible. Our goal is to present each and every one of our customers with the home they have been dreaming of. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence. Voted best in Brazos Valley since 2004.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
Got a 60% chance of showers. Doesn't seem to be any out there, at least right now, but they could pop up today. High of 88, 50% chance of rain tonight with a low of 73, and then back up to 88 with a 20% chance of rain tomorrow. 77 now, W.